I've shared with you all, some of you before at least, that we have a little addition in our family known as a Dachshund. Maybe you all are familiar with these lovable creatures, some of you. Perhaps you might have even heard them called from a different name. Sometimes that breed is known of something else. Anybody know of another name that they call? Oh my goodness. Luke has just called our precious little animal a wiener dog. Can you believe that? Dash would be extremely offended if he'd known that he viewed him as a wiener dog. Not a weeny dog, but a wiener dog. Well, these wiener dogs, as a species, they can be rather obstinate. Have you ever heard that word? I never even knew what that word meant until I'd met a wiener dog. Obstinate is a fancy way of saying you're hard-headed and you want things done your way. Any other wiener dogs out here today? Wives, don't be pointing at your husbands now. This is a time for confession, not a time of pointing out the speck in the other eye, okay? But Dash, the obstinate weenie dog, or Dachshund, he does some funny things. When we go on a trip, even if it's just across town, he likes to ride. And no matter who the driver is, even if it's Noah, he wants to sit in the driver's lap. In some ways, I guess he thinks he's helping the driver. Or maybe it's just that he wants to be with the person who's in control. Or maybe this. He wants to be with somebody who's going to take him to new places or places that he couldn't have gone by himself. Dash is pretty smart, isn't he? Except we've got to also tell that he's got some other virtues. Sometimes when we travel across the golf course that we live on a golf course and none of us play golf. When we travel across that golf course and we ride the golf cart over to the restaurant nearby, they have out front of this restaurant a big statue of a lion. And when Dash first saw that lion for the first several times, he'd go crazy barking at the lion. And he'd jump out of the golf cart and go after the lion. And the lion didn't come back. The lion didn't react. And although it took several different instances, you know what Dash finally caught on? That lion wasn't real. You know what he did? He stopped chasing him. He stopped attacking him. He stopped feeling the threat of the lion when he found out that the lion wasn't a lion at all. It was just a cold, broken down piece of rock. He catches on. He learns. And he follows and travels with the ones that have life and take him places. What if we can be as smart as a Dachshund? As vibrant in our faith as a weenie dog that's willing to go new places with the one who can take them where they couldn't go alone? Aren't those words of life? And it seems to be central to our passage of Scripture on this day. Did you hear how Jesus and the interaction occurred with these disciples? Not his disciples. You know what a disciple is, right? That's another fancy word. A fancy word for saying a follower. One who travels after another. So Jesus finds himself in an exchange with disciples or followers, not of himself, but of another, of John, the one who came telling and proclaiming that Jesus would come as the Lord of life. In this exchange in it, we hear where they ask the question, they say, where are you staying? Now, isn't that a funny exchange? Not where are you going so much on this initial visit, but where are you staying? It seems that they didn't just want to follow Jesus for an instant, but they wanted their life to be entrenched with Him. Hey, where are you staying? Because that's where we want to be. In other words, it seems that they, even smarter than a Dachshund or a wiener dog, wanting to be with one who's going to take them places, they understood that that's what Jesus offered. They wanted to be with Him because He was going to take them to places that they'd never been. He was going to give them a richness and fullness in life that they could not attain on their own. They traveled with the Lord of life. See, friends, that offer is for all of us. It's for all of us as people of faith to find our best life in the one who we can follow, who gives us a fullness that the world can't, who gives us a richness that the world will leave us broken. That's what the Lord of life offers. You know, I visited with a friend recently, and he was speaking to me about his relationship with his father-in-law. His father-in-law died a few years ago from cancer. And as he spoke of this person, he said he's the best man I've ever known. He said he never got that upset about things that would upset most people, including myself, as he said this. He said he was such an affirmer and encourager, a positive spirit and person to be around. And then he made all of these wonderful analogies, and he ended it by saying he was my best friend. I talked to him every day of my life. Isn't that the way we're impacted? By people who encourage us? We want to be around them. We yearn to speak with them, to be nurtured by their wisdom, by their way of life. Why? Because they make our life better. It makes sense, doesn't it? Those people who we've journeyed with in our life and faith. And isn't that the appeal of the disciples this morning? And the promise, as John records it, that Jesus offers to us. Shouldn't we all hunger and yearn like my friend who wanted to be in the presence of his father-in-law who made his life better? Friends, that's what Jesus the Christ does for us. May we hunger to spend time with him. In the words of disciples, ask, where are you going, Lord? Because my life is better when I am in your presence. That's what I found. I don't know about you. I've wandered at times in my life chasing after other things, other people, going in other places, but I've truly found that my best life, my fullest life, is found when I'm most closely walking with the Lord of life. You know, as people of faith and wanderers on a journey, sometimes we get off track and sometimes we get confused. We, like the Dachshund Dash at times, chase after things that aren't real. You remember the story of Dash? Finding the statue as a threat, chasing after it, finding sport in something that wasn't even real. Oh, how I've done that on my journey. I've chased after things in this world that weren't real. They gave me a little entertainment, just as Dash found some joy in barking and chasing after something. But at the end of the day, I found it hopeless and fruitless because what I was pursuing wasn't even real. See, the good news of the gospel is that, yes, God offers us our best life, friends, and that's not preacher talk. You know what I mean when I say preacher talk? That's not me just saying what I think you think I should say. What I mean is I've lived it. I've walked. I've chased after the things that have left me empty. And I've chased after the one who gave me my fullest life. And in Him, I found more joy. In Him, I found the one to take me places that I couldn't go alone. Anya and I had dinner recently with a young married couple, and I've shared portions of this experience with some of you before. And we gave them our normal speech that we give to young married couples, or people who find their life in crisis or their marriage in crisis. We told them to get in church, to walk closely with God. Not in a condemning way. Not in a judgmental, looking down our crooked nose at them way. I'm the one with the crooked nose, not her, by the way. But in a way that said to them, listen, we learned from experience as a young couple what it was like to walk with God not central in our life and what it was to walk with God central in our life. There was something about going to worship together as a young married couple that just made all those problems that faced us during the week seem smaller and insignificant when we experience the grace of God together. Friends, there's a holiness in worship and in the life of faith. So question with me and with the disciples, with everything in you, cry out, God, where are you going? Because that's where I want to be. And if you find yourself on this day maybe a bit too much like Dash the Dotson, chasing after things that aren't real, chasing after things that leave you empty, friends, have these words of truth to know this too. Not only do we have a God that raises us to our greatest heights, but we have a God that delivers us from our lowest depths. Did you hear it in our scripture? The words of life that John used to describe Jesus. He says, this is the Lamb of God that does what? That takes away the sin of the world. Wow. Did you hear it? Let it soak in. In Jesus Christ, you're going to find your best marriage, your best life, your best family. He's going to take you to the greatest heights of the world, the most fullness journey as people of faith. But also in Christ, we find the one to deliver us from our brokenness, from our sin, into life, love, and joy forever. May we grow more in His image and His glory as we follow Him daily as people of the light. Amen. At this time, let us, as people of faith,